making your mind up. You gotta turn it on, and then you gotta put it out. You gotta be sure that it's something everybody's gonna talk about before you decide that the time's right for making your mind up. Making your mind up.
Bonsoir, it's Missy L with you for Cassettes and Chocolate Milk, episode number 71. It's a Eurovision podcast featuring curated / abstracted highlights from the Eurovision Song Contest in the 1980s. Now, where do you go after making your mind up from Bucks Fizz? This was the winning song of the 1981 contest, and it was the group's debut single. They had just formed 2 months earlier, and it reached number one in a bunch of countries, selling in excess of 4 million copies. It is a veritable banger, as they say, and although it's very hard to maintain this level of quality in a podcast, I urge you to stay on course and listen to some fascinating excerpts from the contest with some live performances of variable audio quality. Now, my 12 points goes to High, the 1983 entry from Israel, meaning alive in Hebrew. High was performed by the hugely popular singer Ofra Haza, and it came second in the contest overall. Don't mind the Jesus Christ Superstar overtones in the intro. It's a glorious but momentary blip.
שתי עיניי עוד נישאות לאור, רבים חוכי אך גם פרחי, ולפניי שנים רבות מספור. אני שואל ומתפלל, טוב שלא אתה עוד עטיפה. עובר מזמור מדור לדור, כמעיין מאז ועד עולם. מבקשים לחזור. אני שואל ומתפלל, טוב שלא עודת הטיפה. חי, 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 כן אני עוד חי. זה השיר שסבא שר כמו לאבא, והיום אני עוד חי, 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 עם ישראל חי. זה השיר שסבא שר כמו לאבא.
Represented by Pas de Deux, Rendezvous was the 1983 entry for Belgium. The song has gone down as one of the most controversial in Belgian Eurovision history due to the extreme hostility shown by the audience at the national finals. What happened was that when it looked like Pas de Deux were going to win, pandemonium ensued, with each voting announcement resulting in jeers, whistles and catcalls. Many walked out in disgust before the end of the show, and Pas de Deux had to perform to a booing, half-empty house. On the night, they didn't do much better, placing 18th out of the 20 entries, but Pas de Deux have had an avant-pop resurgence, appearing on minimal wave compilations, not to mention the inspired stories of brilliant illustrator creators on Instagram. Now, MFO appeared twice at the Eurovision Song Contest. They sang this on their first appearance in 1985, Di-di-di-di-di-di-di-whatever. Anyway, so the song, of course, in Turkish, talks about how love caught them despite their attempts to avoid it. It's light and fluffy, but more than anything, it features these unstable, wobbly synth strings and harmonies which almost verge on the dissonant. It finished 14th in the competition. We'll be right back.
başından gitmiyor. Eşimden, dostumdan kaçar oldum. Sevdalandım ben sana, aşık oldum. Oh. Eşimden, dostumdan kaçar oldum. Sevdalandım ben sana, aşık oldum. Oh.
That was Turkey's 1989 entry, the group Pan, with the song Bana Bana, written, composed and conducted by Timur Selçuk. Now, there won't be many occasions where I'll urge you to actually watch any performance on YouTube, but this is one occasion where you actually need to see the gobsmacking gesticulations of the conductor. Despite this extraordinary performance, Bana Bana came 21st out of 22nd of the performances in 1989. Thankfully, the song and its performance have been celebrated on FOTW's Halloween listening party. Belgium had a fascinating twist of fortune in the mid-1980s. In 1985, they finished last in the contest, and in 1986, they won the contest with this song, J'aime la vie. Performed by Sandra Kim, the song ended up topping the Belgian charts for 7 weeks. Despite the lyrics saying that she's 15 years old, she was later proven to be 13 at the time of the performance, meaning she's the youngest ever winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. Since then, the contest rules have been changed to specify the performers must be at least 16 in the year that they perform.
Il faut y croire chez moi aussi. verdreht. Kein Mensch fragt das Lied.
Soldiers of Love.
That was Soldiers of Love, the 1987 entry from Belgium, performed by Liliane St-Pierre. Despite its English title, it was performed primarily in Dutch and featured a plea for global peace. It ultimately came 11th out of 20 in the competition. Now to highlights from Finland. This is Sonja Lumme with her 1985 entry, Älä kun elämä. Conducted by Finnish mainstay Ossi Rune, this song is about a romantic, starless night in the park, looking into the starry eyes of a lover. It came 9th out of 19 in the competition.
Se harmaiden harsojen jää. Kaupungissa on yö, puiston kanssasi jäi. Sä seisot edessäin täynnä toivoa ja silmäsi kertovat näin. Eläköön elämä ja yö, eläköön tuo taivas ja tähtien tie. Toivon kanssani, ettei tähti tähteä lyö. Sun tähti silmäsi näin, ja hyvän kaverin kainaloon mä työnnän piiloon täpöröisen pään. Mä olen onnellinen, kun sun seuraasi jäi.
Yeah. Vaikeat maat, laulupuut vaikenevat. Katujen lapset piiloutuu, kun raju ilman nousee. Herätään pelkomme pois, ikään ei tiedä mua pois. Kun rakkaus kiinni painautuu ja sydän lämpenee.
Vicky Rosti and the group Boulevard represented Finland in 1987 with the song Sata Salama, meaning 100 lightnings. The song is sung from the perspective of a woman telling her lover that regardless of the adversity, literally 100 lightnings, they will triumph in the end. They finished in 15th place with 32 points. Now, what's interesting about compiling this playlist is that I attempted to choose songs without any preconception about the country they came from, which is my ideal approach to any year's Eurovision. And yet I naturally gravitated towards Turkey, Belgium and Finland, perhaps reflecting my own taste for synthpop that is both upbeat and melodic. But as always, I'd love to hear your 80s Eurovision recommendations in the comments or else on the CNCM Facebook group. On that note, I'll leave you with Spain's entry for the 1986 competition. This is Cadillac with their song Valentino. Active between 1981 and 1986, Cadillac hailed from Madrid, where the group were unfairly hated for being old and overly commercial. But despite that, Valentino can be celebrated in the present day for being an impassioned prospective dance floor filler. Thank you again, as ever, for listening, and please come back to CNCM for more essays and pods. ¡Gracias!